You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I hate to think what might have been if we had never met. Why should I suppose that this could be? The weary days and lonely nights are easy to forget, since I am here and you are here with me. Here we are, you and I. Let the world hurry by. Even while I waited, somehow, dear, I knew you'd find me, I'd find you. Here we are, alone together. What matter whether we wandered far? And though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we are. What matter whether we wandered far? And though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we
dust off that old piano.
Is it right away?
The dust is covering up those keys.
The black ones all the white.
Let's get the boys all swinging.
Just get that trumpet swinging. All our favorite melodies.
We'll get the gang around.
That's you to hang around. And when the fellas hear me singing tenor,
ha ha ha, you sound like old Joe Jenner. Old Susanna. take off that old bandana.
I will.
Dust off that old piano tonight. Beat it out, boy. Beat it out. Beat it out. Now that piano's all polished off, nice and clean there. Let me hear you go, Jack. Yeah, man, it's really lovely now. Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, here we are with another Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And that is our theme, by the way. Here we are, because where else would we be if we weren't here? We wouldn't be anywhere, I suppose. So here we are. Lovely tune. We began the show with it. That's Tom Waring in 1929, and I've heard that Annette Hanshaw version, and I love it. But I like this version a lot, and I've never heard it before. Here we are, Tom Waring. Yes, and we're going to stay here, too, for the next 2 hours. Harlem Hotshots, a wingy Minone group, and lots of stellar musicians in there. Wingy and Nappy doing the work there on the vocal. Dust Off That Old Piano, 1935. And that's in commemoration of the fact that I decided to dust off the old piano and have some work done to it. Because why not? It was here. It's the piano I have, so I have to do it rather than finding another one. Our theme, Wake Up Chillin'. Yes, Willard Roberson, I Pan at Troubadours. And that's always here. And it's not going anywhere. Neither am I, unless they come for me. We're going to continue on Radiola with Fred Hammond's orchestra, a nice hot dance number. Want a Little Lovin'. Oh, yes. I think that's Fred Hamm on the vocal, too. 1925.
a little love and love someone. Want a little love and so bad. Think of all the kissing I'm missing. That's what makes me feel sad. Hate to wait around by my own thumb. Won't somebody answer my call? Something tells me somehow that it won't be long now. Want a little love, 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 and that's all.
Thank you. Yesterday a traveling salesman came into my house. He was just as shaky and as nervous as a mouse. He said I was at a party, we broke up at four. When I woke up this morning, this is what I saw. Pink elephants on the window, pink elephants on the sill. An elephant on the sideboard was kissing a whippoorwill. I saw a monkey dancing with a purple cow. The cuckoo came out of the clock and said, meow. Pink elephants on my trousers, pink elephants on my coat. A polka dot boa constrictor was shaving a billy goat. A beetle lay beside me and started into snore. Oh, I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
Pink elephants on the table, pink elephants on the chair, pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants everywhere. I hid my head right in the bed and said a prayer. When I woke up again, what do you think was there? Pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on the wall. A lavender alligator was running around the hall. Now I'm through making whoopee. I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
That's a remarkable recording I just picked up on auction. I wouldn't have gotten it any other way, that's for sure. It's an Australian Regal Xenophone, and it's an Australian band, Jim Davidson and his new Palais Royal Orchestra, 1933, Pink Elephants. And I like the tune and the song so much, and it's always I'm always looking for different versions of songs I really enjoy, and that is quite enjoyable. So... And it also is in rather nice shape. Sometimes you find things that aren't, but that's good. Before that, on a Romeo, Mike Riggi, R-I-G-G-I, and his orchestra. Leroy Montesano on the vocal. He sounds a little like Frank Crummett to me, but it's Leroy Montesano. Who knows? 1927. Mike Riggi, of course, is the great-grandfather of Chicken Riggi, who's very popular in our area. But, you know, Mike, I guess Mike didn't make that many records, just two sides, of which that is one. So if you have the other one, that's good, too, but that's the one I've got. Before that, Fred, Hammond Riggies, I'm getting hungry. I'm sorry. I guess this diet's going on too long. Fred Hammond, his orchestra, One a Little Oven, 1925. Yes, and Fred does a good job on that there. This is Radiola, and we're exercising all the willpower we have at our disposal here. I'm Eddie Sr., and it's going well, really. And by the way, if you want this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, type Radiola into Google or visit radiolablog.blogspot.com, and you will find all the playlists for this program and all kinds of nice links to great people and musicians and shows that you will truly enjoy. We're going to continue with an interesting set. It's a little bipolar, but why not? Kitty O'Connor in 1928, and Kitty O'Connor was the girl baritone she was billed as, and for good reason, because she certainly was that. Here she is with Melancholy Sally.
Broken toy. knows no joy, just longs for sympathy. Someone loves her still, someone always will. When she's high, he'll sympathize and whisper tenderly, melancholy Sally, why are you so blue? Down in sunshine valley, there's still room for you. Others too, like you, are mistaken. Just remember, you're not forsaken.
Just ask old Dr. Cheer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the RCA Victor Company present Dr. Cheer. Hello, everybody. Dr. Cheer speaking. And today I'm going to try to give you a few prescriptions. Take them to your nearest drugstore and try and get them filled. Now, Dr. Cheer doesn't prescribe pink pills for daily ills. He answers your questions and solves your daily troubles with music. Many people have written me asking for advice, and I'm going to read some of those letters now. The first letter reads, "Dear Dr. Cheer, I've lost my brother. Can you tell me where he is? The last we saw of him, he was painting the barn. He fell off the ladder into a barrel of turpentine. We haven't seen him since." Well, L.W., I know just where he is. He's running wild. He's lost control. He's running wild and mighty bold. He's feeling gay like an old hound pup. He's running wild and he won't give up. But he'll come back when the sun goes down. Yes, he'll come back to the old hometown. And when you see his face all full of smiles, you know that he's through running wild. And here's a very, very pathetic letter. It's very sad. It reads, "Dear Dr. Cheer, my husband and I have quarreled. I've threatened to leave him. Please give me some advice before I take this step." Lady, my advice is just this. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
look up, and seek your Maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toting a heavy load, dredging down that lonesome road, look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you will turn this record over, I'll be seeing you on the other side.
Hello, folks, gather round and lend an ear. And when you need advice, just ask old Dr. Cheer.
And my third letter is from a boy who seems to be having girl trouble. Most unusual, I will admit. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, what would you do to a girl who slaps you every time you try to kiss her? And what would you advise me to do? Well, this is what I would do, and this is my advice.
Take it slow and easy when the lights are turned down low. Take it slow and easy till she's under the mistletoe. Then pucker up your lips, kiss her twice. She won't slap, she'll think it's nice. Take it slow and easy. That's Dr. Cheer's advice.
And the next letter, really, it's rather pathetic. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, my hair is beginning to turn gray, and I'm so afraid my husband will lose interest in me. Do you think he will seek a more youthful companion, Doctor? Lady, I don't think you have to worry at all, because
when your hair has turned to silver, he will love you just the same. He will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. Through a garden filled with roses, down the sunset trail you'll stray. When your hair has turned to silver, he will love you as today.
And the next letter strikes me as being rather funny. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, I'm a girl what lives in the country. A handsome traveling man came to town and wants to hire Deacon Smith's buggy and take me out. Should I go with this stranger, Doctor? He seems so nice. Don't go, little girl. Don't go, because if you do,
you'll walk back from the buggy ride, the buggy ride, the buggy ride. You walk back from the buggy ride, you'll hike through hills and dales. The way he'll look into your eyes, you'll know that you'll need exercise. You'll walk back from the buggy ride, cause horses carry tails. He'll take you out for an Irish stew and try to squeeze it out of you. And you'll walk back from the buggy ride, cause horses carry tails.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like some advice, just drop old Dr. Cheer a line.
And that's a record that I just bought. It was from the same auction, from the auction I want. It was actually on the Knox auction show. Nobody wanted it or bid on it, but there it was, and I bought it. And it's a nice copy of that, and it's a great record. Johnny Marvin and Dr. Cheer, both parts, both sides of that 78 from 1931. That was Victor 22741, A and B. So you have it there, Dr. Cheer, and I hope that solves some of your problems. Maybe some ukulele playing tips are in there too, I guess. But I guess he really did a radio show that had that format, which was interesting. It's an interesting thought. It certainly wouldn't work as a newspaper column. Before that, Kitty O'Connor on Less Than Cheerful But Melancholy. Melancholy Sally, 1928. A nice Columbia. Oh, yeah. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're not melancholy. We're more cheerful these days, and at least that's the way we've been feeling lately. And we're going to continue with Mike Markle's orchestra, and this is one of those stray OKs that I happen to have hanging around. So here it is. Tell Me a Story from 1923.
Thank you. your pretty melody. You're the one they want to please. Everybody loves you. All the little butterflies look at you with jealous eyes. I suppose they realize everybody loves you. And in their little beds, all the flowers I see just droop their little heads when they see you with me. I can see the setting sun kiss you when the day is done. No, I'm not the only one. Everybody loves you.
Ernie Golden and his orchestra, Leroy Montesano on the vocal, Everybody Loves You, and Why Shouldn't They? 1928, and that's off a nice diva. Leroy Montesano again. What are the chances? Before that, the Oriole Orchestra, that's Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's group, before they used their names, the Oriole Orchestra, in 1924, and this was a tune also recorded by the Wolverines. But I like this version. I Need Some Pettin'. Oh, yes. Before that, Mike Markle, Tell Me a Story, 1923. Off a nice okay, nice clean one. This is Radiola, and we play the cleanest records we can. We don't get into that other stuff. And I'm Andy Sr., and believe me, I think self-censorship is the best kind of censorship. When I exercise it, that is. And we're going to continue with Aileen Stanley. You'll recognize this as the song that Bix basically owned. But before Bix owned it, it was up for grabs. Here's Aileen Stanley in 1920, singing the blues.
A willow tree without a wink of sleep, and where is your sympathy? All is black round the shack since you said goodbye to me. Oh, I'm just singing the blues till my daddy comes home. The meanest feeling pursued since he left me alone. For every blue strain puts new pain right into my heart, and I just sigh at that crying part. Boo-hoo-hoo, your baby's blue. Sure get your nerve just to hear yourself moan. If I got all I deserve, I wouldn't be here all alone. I wouldn't sigh and cry and sit me by the window with a candlelight, singing the blues till my daddy comes home. Serves me right, I should have known, a traveling salesman never stays at home. He's on the road half of his life. How can he love, honor, and obey his wife? He's selling liquor, the very best kind. You know he's full of his business most all the time. Sends me kisses with every sale, but a kiss on the cheek worth a dozen in the mail. He's like a shoe store clerk, his mind ain't on his work. Oh, I'm singing the blues till my daddy comes home. I'm wearing out all my shoes just to answer the phone. And I grow pale when the mailman starts ringing the bell. If it's an ad, I get sad and yell, boo, your baby's blue. Oh, some Romeo, throw me into the field. And let the fishes below just fuss around. Poor little me, I couldn't feel much worse. I'm as cheerful as a driver on a funeral hearse. Giddy-up singing the blues till my daddy comes. Oh, daddy, come home.
Brokenhearted since the day that I first started from my walk-back home. You don't know what you're missing till you miss your mammy's kissing and you stop talking to roam. A sweet face in dreams I can see. I miss my ma and my pa constantly. I long for those that I know always long for me. Oh, I've got the Wabash blues, and though I know I've got my dues, so some soul am I. I feel so blue that I could die. That candlelight that brightly beams just haunts and haunts me in my dreams. I'll pay a grip and walk into and do those Wabash blues. I long to see the golden corns a-waving on the breeze, and listen to the songbirds and the buzzing of the bees, and hear the rippling waters as they gently kiss the shore. To get back home once more is all I'm really living for. My friends think I'm a miser, cause I'm saving every cent. But just the same, no matter what I think, I feel content. But soon I know I'm going back, where folks think well of me, and find the love I'm longing for right back on Mammy's knee. I'm glad they're gonna be to see that rolling stone just come a rolling home and how. The folks will welcome me, they'll get the village hack and drive me to my mammy shack. And when she hears the welcome news, I'll get the love once more that I've been longing for and lose. Don't walk back blues.
weary blues have come to stay, surrounded by them night and day. I left my friends and started to roam, and now I haven't a friend or a home. It seems I'm always in the way. I'm just a failure, so they say. Never get to no place, got the blues. Always hear something new. I'm tired of living, what'll I do when I'm feeling this way? Young and smiling faces passing by bring a tear to my eye. And that's the reason how come my poor brain is a-reeling today. Now that I've roamed the whole wide world over, I want a home and fields of wild clover. But it seems lucky I'll be if I get my dream. That's why I'm sighing, gonna find a train track, lay my head. Too, 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 I'll be dead. I've got the meanest, never getting no place to live.
That's a hot record. That's the Dixie Stars. That's Al Bernard singing, J. Russell Robinson on piano. Never Gettin' No Place Blues from 1924. And I like that. That's a crunchy Brunswick, but we'll live with it. Before that, Dolly Kay, a little slower than the 80 recommended because it didn't sound right to me. So I lowered the speed of that so that it sounded more human. Wabash Blues, 1921. Oh, yes. Beginning with Aileen Stanley singing the blues, 1920. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I just, I have to say this. This past weekend, we had the joy of going down to York, Pennsylvania, and spending an evening hearing a wonderful group of musicians that included Dan Levinson and Molly Ryan. And there were other marvelous, Kevin Dorn was there. There were other terrific, we met and talked to Tex Windham. There was some terrific musicians. And I, of course, have the list somewhere else, but it was quite, they're all top flight people. So we enjoyed that group and the evening that we spent. We spent the next day hanging out with some of the musicians and some other people that we met, including the illustrator of these two CDs I'm going to play cuts from, Joe Boozum and his wife, Patty. We met them down there and spent a great afternoon with them. So I want to play a couple of things that I this record ought to be in every home. Songbird in the Moonlight, which is on Loop Guru LG1003, and there's a link to that on Radiola blog, so you can buy it, and you should buy it. If you don't have this record, then I don't know. Molly Ryan, and recorded a couple of years ago, but she's she's got a few of them for you. If you want to pick one up, it's just the best. And so is she, by the way. And she's accompanied by Dan Levinson on reeds, Mark Shane on piano, Kevin Dorn on drums, These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, a fairground's painted swing. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, conquered me when you did that to me. I knew somehow this had to be the winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings but who's to answer. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer?